Well, folks, it's finally here. On behalf of all the beautiful, talented people who bring you this cool thing, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you to everyone out there listening for sticking with us this far. I don't want to get in the way here, so without further ado... This episode of Ars Paradoxica is brought to you by our friends at Liberty Critical Research. A failed terraforming colony has endured generations of civil war. What remains is a gleaming city, walled off from the lawless fringe. An expedition sent by a covert government agency journeys to discover more about the looming threat of the fringe's violent inhabitants. Liberty Critical Research is a dangerous expedition into the unknown. If you like that, the Liberty universe continues into a graphic novel, an upcoming history book, and a pen-and-paper RPG based off the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. You can find it at nerdyshow.com/liberty, or wherever you get your podcasts. And consider listening to some of the other shows on the Nerdy Show Network. We're so grateful for their support.
Previously on Ars Paradoxica.
I've started working with a group of radicals looking to subvert a top-secret division of the United States government. Classic me, right? If we build a second anchor point like the one Nikhil Sharma was planning, then we can erode Odar's control of space-time.
I see the beacons dotting the arc of time, lighting the way to dawn. June Barlow.
Just remember that image. It gets you home.
If you guys want to set up another anchor point, you need to break Victor Lambert out of prison. What's so funny?
It's just you're walking into a trap, that's all. Odar has your number. They've got all our numbers.
Evening, everyone.
God damn it!
I want us to have a little talk about your future.
Going, Helen? Have everything you need?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nailed down those lyrics yet? It's almost time to go on.
I'll be ready. Just have to make a last-minute change.
I can't believe you lugged that thing all the way in here.
It helps me get my thoughts in order.
Listen, don't sweat it. Anything will be fine. As long as the words are in time with the music, you're guaranteed to put on a good show. I mean it. You're gonna knock their socks off.
5 minutes.
Thank you, Five.
I'll get you when it's time.
All right.
Esther, I'm serious. If word of this gets out to anyone, especially someone in Odar, this whole place falls apart.
Don't worry, I've got it handled. No one knows about him. I didn't even put a guard on duty for this corridor. Everyone else thinks it's empty.
Right, no guards. I guess that means one of us has to feed him?
And take him to the bathroom.
God damn it, Roberts! How did a Soviet agent break in here?
I'm just glad Anthony tipped us off in time. This guy doesn't even look the part.
What do you mean?
You'll see. Ready?
Open it. You said you found him in your office? And he told you his name.
Yeah, like he was waiting to be found.
Ms. Roberts, Victor Lambert's cell just opened up. No authorized key access.
Just close it again, thanks.
What was that about?
Unlocking this cell also opens Victor Lambert's for a brief moment.
Why would you bind both cells to the same key?
If I gave each their own key, everyone would know we have two prisoners. You'd prefer we keep this one off the books, right?
What if someone opens Lambert's cell?
Vice versa. This one here opens. But how often do you plan on opening Lambert's door?
Lambert's? Never. A Soviet spy's? Quite often. You can see the predicament.
Look, I'm working on it. Bear in mind, I didn't exactly have a lot of time to plan
this. All right. Let's take a look at this guy.
Ah, my lady with a very strong backhand. I'm impressed you needed no guards to apprehend me.
Amalin Vasilievich, eh? Quite a name for a man who doesn't look very Soviet.
I don't understand your meaning.
Well, let's just say I didn't realize they got so much sun in Siberia.
Believe it or not, some of us look like this.
Your English is pretty good.
I've studied all my life.
Why?
All the better to bring you some valuable advice. Consider it a peace offering from your friends across the Bering Strait.
So, we're taking gifts from the Soviets now.
You'll want this one.
How do we know this advice will be any good?
Let's just say it's about something yet to happen. Something we may prefer to avoid. Even if the Soviet Union wins in the end, things might go far more smoothly for all of us if we became friends here and now.
What the hell do you mean you guys win?
Chet.
She's figured it out.
Figured out what?
How I got in here.
And?
How I know things.
Oh my god.
Roberts?
Chet, the Soviets, they have a timepiece.
It's all right. God damn it! Another one!
About Odar killing you again?
Killing you, Mateo!
I'll be fine here. You're just nervous about the mission. Get some sleep. You've still got an hour or so before you have to go. I'll wake you up.
If I've only got an hour left, I'd rather...
Spend it with me? Aww, aren't you a little romantic?
Cut it out! I was saying... I'd rather watch the sunrise.
It's pretty, right? Stars are still out. Speaking of stars...
I see the beacons! Dotting the arc of time! Lighting the way to dawn!
Listen, I'm... Mateo, I've been thinking about something. Maybe too late, but...
What is it?
When June Barlow writes about the beacons at the end of her life, it's a little dramatic, right? I mean, she spent her whole life trying to take down Odar, realizes she's hit a wall with the schematics on the anchor point, and then just waxes poetic?
I don't know. The anchor points seem like the way out for her, as they do for us. That's the whole point of you building one in Sally Grissom's time, right?
It just seems a very specific way to put it. But what if she knew she'd never finish it in her lifetime?
I mean, most of the anchorites had to make peace with that. They just had to hope that whoever came after them would pick up where they left off. Like we're doing.
But she had to have some method of passing the torch.
Then she'd need to find some way to preserve her work without Odar getting a hold of it. I'll admit, when I looped around snatching her diaries, it didn't feel like the most revolutionary way to carry out her legacy.
But the best way to do it would be to...
To encode it. But even if she encodes it, she's trying to share it with people all across time. You can't exactly do that with a number station.
Right. Airwaves won't work. You need a number station that could broadcast...
Across time! The beacons.
I used to think they were anchor points, but what if they weren't?
What if the beacons Junes was talking about are numbers stations? Like the one they used in the old days. Codes over the airwaves.
But we just established that that's impossible. Impossible. Radio waves don't time travel.
Tachyons do. So if you could rig a device to execute a series of extremely precise tachyon emissions, you could use them as a code. Any anchorites across time could read those emissions.
You're a genius. You know that?
Handsome to boot.
I mean, there's no way we can be sure.
If I'm handsome?
If the beacons she's talking about are number stations...
Test it out when you're following those kids through time. If you pick up a pattern of tachyon emissions, you'll know you're onto something. If you see any anchorites in Sally's time, maybe give them a hint.
But the anchorites could be trying to contact us right now.
I'll see if I can read any emissions here in this time. I'll need something to do when you're gone.
Hey, this objective list just gets bigger and bigger.
Speaking of getting bigger...
Oh, you have... The filthiest mind.
I was just trying to get as much time with my doctor before he goes back in time.
Don't remind me. It keeps sinking in that I might never see you again if this anchor point doesn't work.
Hey, none of that. Who knows? If this number station thing turns out to be real, maybe we'll have some way of staying in touch.
How will I know if it's you?
If you ever decode a transmission and it just says, "Hey, loser," you'll know it's me.
I love you.
So, Mr. Wickman, now that you've got us right where you wanted us this whole time, what is it that you want?
I want us to have a little talk about your future. Well, I'm sure if we put our heads together, all 11 of us in here, we can iron it out quite nicely for everyone involved.
Carmen,
What are you doing here?
Hey, Petra. Petras.
Carmen, what the hell are you doing pointing a gun at all of us? And at other me?
Now, I'll be the one asking questions here.
Chet, are you alone? I need to...
I'm not alone, Esther. In fact, I've got Victor Lambert here with me. Know anything about that?
That can't be good. Chet, if Lambert's there with you, that means the other cell opened too.
Damn it, Esther! You need to check on him right now!
I am! He's gone! The cell's empty! Wickman, do you hear me? He's gone.
Looking for me?
Oh my...
Esther?
Eddie, she could be hurt!
Esther!
Wickman,
report!
What was that?
Shit! Carmen, hold the room.
Oh, sure. Just
Esther,
me against...
Esther, come in.
Nine
Esther,
other people. No problem.
Esther,
so you're against me now?
Maybe if you hadn't come back like this, I wouldn't be.
Thankfully, none of them thought to bring a gun.
Like hell I didn't.
Whoa! Don't be ridiculous.
We have the area surrounded. Put that down. You're not getting out of here.
Neither are you.
Enough with the fucking guns! Nobody ever learns.
Listen. Esther is in danger.
And we're not, with guns in our faces?
Miss Elburn, this is bigger than the people in this room. Odar is in danger. Our country is in danger, and not in the way you treasonous bastards want.
Lou, please let him through.
Bridget, this was not the plan. Don't back down on us
now. Quentin Barlow, are you looking to die a second time?
Director Wickman, maybe we should call in the backup.
We're not gonna need it. Don't forget, we've got a gun too, and they're going to let us by any minute now.
You seem awfully certain.
I do, Miss Barlow, because at least one of you here is sensible enough. You. You must be Bridget Chambers, right?
I am.
Bridget, ignore him.
June.
You're a smart lady. That much is clear from having pulled this much off. Surely you can convince your friends here to see reason.
Lou, please, he needs to find Eddie.
Do I need to remind you what that woman put me through?
I'm sorry, Maggie. Something terrible is happening to her right now, and I can't bear it.
You really think this is gonna happen without anyone getting hurt?
You're Louis Gaines. I bet you're looking for David Marion. He's in danger, too. Let me through, and I'll have him contact you, if he makes it. Clock's ticking.
On one condition. I'm coming with you. If Robert is in trouble, there's no way you're keeping me here.
Are you kidding me, Sally? We have a mission here.
The mission's gone to shit, June. Besides, Victor Lambert doesn't look like he's in any mood to be convinced.
Hey, says who?
You know, Sally, your loyalties always confound me.
Would be one fewer person for me to keep an eye on.
Come on, Wickman. The situation's changed. You know it. Your gun's not gonna fix it.
Not yet, anyway. All right. Carmen, let her go. But only her. Now... You gonna let me through?
Don't do it, Lou.
This is a win condition! Don't let him go!
David Marion could be dying as we speak.
Ugh. I'm going with you. I need to see what happened to David myself.
Eddie's in trouble. I'm coming.
This isn't a goddamn party!
You're in no position to bargain.
You think like an Odar agent. Fine. We don't have time for this. Come on. And don't think I forgot about you, Lambert.
Damn it. You sure you can't just leave me out here? Sounds like your car is getting a little crowded.
Oh, we'll make room. You're not leaving my sight.
Slow down, you're gonna kill us.
That would solve a lot of problems.
Do you even hear yourself right now?
Ooh, I sense a bumpy ride ahead.
Hey, let's just
Will
remember
you just
who's
shut
got
up?
The gun.
All right.
Sally, you're in the car because I had no choice if I wanted to get to Esther. I'm not interested in your judgments.
No, we need to talk about this. You have a serious problem. All of Odar does.
That's rich, Sally, because pretty much all of my problems can be traced back to you.
Yeah, you make more than enough of your own, Wickman. I swear, you pull a gun faster than anyone I've ever seen.
Oh, we're back to the Sharma incident. Again? Sally, maybe this is hard for you to understand because you have no concept of personal responsibility.
You want to tell me about personal responsibility? Do you have any idea what this last year has been like for me?
If you let me finish, what I'm saying is the safety and livelihood of every single person in Odar and in this country falls on my shoulders. And if I see a threat, like a foreign agent with zero clearance, who has clearly breached our security, I'm gonna shoot. He was your friend. I get it. And I'm sorry I had to kill your friend, all right?
No, you don't get it.
Then what am I missing here, Sally?
This whole... if you see a foreigner, you're gonna shoot thing. It's not just you.
I don't understand.
Wickman, you have no idea what it's like back in my time. People still do that. It's how the country does things where I'm from. You just see someone different from you, so you think they're dangerous, and you just fire.
That's because they didn't have Odar. We can stop these tragedies from happening, Sally. We can make America great.
Don't say it, Wickman. Please. It never stops. The problem isn't that we didn't have time travel. The problem is us. And it doesn't just happen to people like Nikhil. It happens
to people like me. Every day.
Yes, and even
people like me.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what the whole goddamn point of time travel is.
If you can't fix people.
Sally, I'm just Chet Wickman. I'm not every red-blooded American man who's ever fired a gun.
You sure look like him.
You need to move past this. Odar has done a lot of good already.
Really? What good, Wickman? Meddled in some court proceedings, rigged an election or two. Can you think of any other global tragedies on a slightly larger scale that Odar could have maybe prevented?
What? You want us to become time-traveling Nazi hunters?
Oh, did you even try?
That's ridiculous, Sally, and you know it. Sure, fine. Yes, it was an atrocity. I get that.
That we never talk about.
It's because it's logistically impossible to even try to do anything about it. My hands were tied.
Men in power tend to say that.
Why? You don't think I want to save the world with time travel? Well, sometimes you have to look at things rationally and make a call about the things you have the power to change.
With that many lives on the line, I don't think I could so coolly write it off as not even worth trying.
Do you think Esther didn't care 5 years ago? She was aghast. We both were. But she knew how to set aside her feelings and focus on our mission. And if she, of all people, can do it, the rest of us have no excuse.
We're almost there. Can you reach her yet?
Esther! Esther, can you hear me? Still can't hear anything.
How'd you get so much range out of those things anyway?
We'll have to go in blind. Get ready.
Could you please stop pointing that at us?
Carmen, put it down.
You're not gonna shoot me. Us?
Of course not.
That's better.
So are there, future Carmens, too?
Just me, for now. You look good. Do you have any idea how worried I was? And not even Odar could track you down. I looked and looked and waited until I realized you'd figured it out. You'd gotten out of all of this. You were moving forward. Not just in that way. I mean, you were moving forward through time. Finally, one of the two of us was doing it.
What do you mean, one of us, Carmen? You have your whole life ahead of you, too.
At Odar, all they do is pick at the past, write it and rewrite it over and over. They're drowning in it.
Look, I know you told me last time why you couldn't leave, and I know it seemed like I wasn't listening then, but I get it now. I do. It still has to be better than staying here.
Wait, do you think I enjoyed staying here?
Carmen, you need to tell me right now. Are they doing it again? What they did to us?
No. I made absolutely sure it never happens again. It's just, well, Director Wickman finds me useful. By God, if he's got even one agent immune to butterfly syndrome, he's gonna make use of them.
They've been sending you back. Over and over. Just like always.
It's different this time. This time, I want to do it. For the greater good.
Carmen, you must know there's no way to be sure if you're actually immune to it or not. Your childhood neuroplasticity maybe made you immune, but as an adult, you may only be resistant. And I'm concerned they're working you beyond your limits.
What better way for Director Wickman to find out if this experiment actually worked?
He and Ms. Roberts have quite a bit in common.
They sure know how to make lemonade out of limes.
Sounds like he's gonna have to make more than he bargained for.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I mean, it's classified. I'm not even supposed to be speaking to you.
Carmen, nobody in the world knows you better. You're not gonna keep secrets from me now.
Nobody's told me anything about it. But from the sound of it, they have another prisoner. I know Miss Roberts has been anxious about the Soviets.
As in, more than usual. Maybe he's a spy?
This would be the part where Victor Lambert chimes in and tells us all our efforts are futile and we're all gonna die.
Ben, please.
I've never seen a man so bitter.
He's been imprisoned a long time.
He said something about Odar having all our numbers.
He's right. If Odar kills us all now, they've squashed us for good. We're sitting ducks in here.
I'm not letting you guys out of here.
Carmen, I've heard at least a little bit about what kind of testing they did on you.
I really don't want to talk about it.
Maggie, don't.
I'll have had to put my subjects through similar testing, and I'm sorry. You didn't deserve that.
You mean you've already had to?
What? That's what I said.
Well, I said I don't want to talk about it. Your good cop act is not going to work on me.
We can stop this. We can make sure that what they did to you never happens to anyone else ever again.
I've already made sure of that.
But you just told me you're still living your life in reverse.
This cabin's surrounded. We have snipers in the trees. You're never going to get out of here.
But we can, if you let us.
And if you get out, so what? I'm still here.
You can come with us.
We may have lost Victor, but we can find some other way to get a rainbow generator.
Right now, what we need is time. You can give us that, Carmen.
I can't do it. This is it. This is home. We've talked about this, Petra. Odar still does a lot of good. And if I'm the one who has to sacrifice it to keep it together, then so be it. No one's better made for this job than me.
That's just what it seems like for now. You're so deep in this shit. They've warped you, Carmen. They've made you think there's no way out for you, ever.
Always darkest before dawn and whatnot.
But it's not true. Trust me, life outside Odar isn't dandy, but it's a life. If I got away, you can. I know this is home, but it's time you left. I promise you, just taking that first step out of here is going to change everything about what you thought home is. It did for me. Please, you have to believe me.
Sun's coming up.
Stars are still out. Do you remember when we used to... Never mind.
No, tell me.
You told me once how the stars are lights from years and years ago just reaching us now. Like a hello from another time. Sometimes I wish I could say hello to Quentin. My Quentin. That's all.
It's all right. I get it. If we get out of this alive and I go back in time, I'll be that Quentin for you. Promise.
They're going to kill me. You don't just get to quit, Odar. Not when you're their prized experiment. Don't make me regret this, Petra.
I won't. Thank you, Carmen.
Yeah, thank you. Put your hands behind your head. Walk outside in a straight line.
Esther! Esther, you here? Esther?
Eddie!
Oh my god, she's hurt. Bad.
Somebody help me!
Lambert, here, hold her head.
Blood is really not my... Okay, well, it's on me now.
Get a medic in here!
Esther, what happened? Where is he?
Gone.
We need to search the perimeter.
No. Gone.
Shh, don't speak.
Wickman, I think she means...
Oh, he used the timepiece. God. God damn it!
So we now have a Soviet spy...
Who probably took something from Chet Wickman's office.
...and is now hiding somewhere in Point of Exile, somewhen in our past.
Fuck!
Mr. Wickman, you promised me I'd see David Marriott. He's not where you told me he would be.
He's not on assignment. He should have been in his quarters.
This was all I could find.
A tape? Man, I really am a trendsetter.
Eddie?
Does anyone not keep
Eddie?
Audio diaries?
Eddie? Why isn't she answering me? Somebody do something!
I can listen to this once we've gotten her help. Come on, help me lift her.
I don't have much time. I just wanted to say that, Lou, if I knew you at all, you're gonna come find me one day. At least, I thought you would. Turns out I have to leave before you ever get the chance.
Clock is ticking, my friend.
I'll just be a moment. I'm sorry I vanished, Lou. I shouldn't have done that. I knew you'd worry, and I still think you're gonna find your way to Odar someday, no matter what they try to do to keep you. It's the kind of work you're suited for. More than me, anyway. You know you were supposed to be in Odar, right? But they sent me back. to burn your offer letter. I wondered why they didn't just go back in time and not send you a letter at all. Would have been much simpler. But now I know they were testing me. It was all a question of loyalty for them. Speaking of loyalty, this doesn't look good for me. Why am I running off with a Soviet agent? Because someone, anyone, has got to serve as a check to what Odar can do. No one nation should have all that power. Learn that from you, I guess. I hope you piece together enough to understand why I did what I did. Odar will never take me back. But I'll see you, my friend. Maybe in this life, most likely the next.
You may see that next life quicker than you think if you don't start this damned apparatus. They'll be bursting through that door any minute.
Goodbye, Lou.
So, he's run off with the Soviet spy? That can't be good.
What's so goddamn funny?
You know, we had intel that you'd be the one who defects to the Soviets. That's why we sent David Marion to stop you.
There's plenty I still have to teach him then.
Well, he's gone now. You could help me look for him.
You can't be serious.
You're just going to kill him if you find him.
You want me to join Odar? After all this?
You were meant to join us, all told. The only reason you couldn't is because of a possible sympathetic tie to the Soviets. Clearly our intel failed us on that front.
You're a snake, you know that.
What about you, Miss Chambers? You seem unusually concerned for Esther here.
She's my friend. She's important to me.
Yes, that much is clear. Well, as you know, here at Odar, we're a diverse bunch.
Really, Chet? What's your point?
Well, at Odar, as long as you can deliver results, we don't care who you are. Unless you're a Soviet. I'm sure you understand my meaning.
Are you seriously trying to use my concern for my friend?
Esther would remain your superior, of course. She's not really one for friends, from what I understand. But someone of your talents, we could benefit from that.
Eddie already tried to recruit me, but Lou's warned me about joining up with you people.
You mean the same Lou that's mulling over a job with us as we speak?
What if I don't take it?
Sign some forms, swear you don't tell a soul what you saw, and you return to a civilian life.
I just broke into your base. Like, you'll let me walk?
You're right. I won't. So here's the real offer. Take the job. Work for Odar like you've always wanted to, whether you realize it or not. Or waste away in the same cell as Victor Lambert, which I swear to you might have opened tonight by accident, but will never, ever open again.
I'll do it. On the condition that if I find David, you do him no harm.
Done. If you find him. Miss Chambers.
I don't know. Sally, what should I do?
Listen, I'm here because Roberts, for all her sneaky puppet master bullshit, is one of my few friends on this earth. But she's also in charge of a government agency that has a pretty iffy relationship with ethics, and keeping them on the straight and narrow is clearly going to take a lot of work from a lot of good people. So, is it worth giving up your life? I've got a long list of people who'd beg to differ. But you are good. Smart. Wickman sees that. Roberts clearly did, too.
The more important question is, now that you know what she really does, what we all do here, can you just go back to shelving books?
Excuse me, I don't shelve books, I... Never mind. You know, you might be able to change the course of history, but...
I haven't read enough history myself, right? That's what you were going to say.
Well, you clearly haven't.
And you have. So you can help us.
I'm not signing up to be Odar's librarian.
What do you want to be?
I'll join if you let me figure it out as I go. And if that means getting up in your face and telling you you're wrong, you're just going to have to remember that you're the one who recruited me. I refuse to leave history in the hands of men.
That's more like it.
See anyone behind us?
Won't be seeing any signs of Odar on our tail, if that's what you mean.
How can you be sure?
What do you mean?
You just said we won't be finding any Odar tailing us.
Sorry. I meant I'm not seeing any now.
Do you want me to take the wheel?
We don't have any time.
Yes, we do. We're far enough away now to switch.
I'm fine.
Carmen, come on.
Just let me pull over.
You cold?
It's freezing.
Here, take my coat.
No, then you'll freeze.
Fine. Let's share.
Okay. Ready?
Where are we going anyway?
Hell, anywhere far away from Point of Exile is the best we can manage right now.
Some rest will be nice. We'll have been up all night.
There you go with that again. We'll have been up all night. It's already morning.
Sorry. Just need some rest, like I said.
Maggie, you know what's going on, right?
What? That these are warning signs of... what did you call it? Butterfly syndrome? You think I don't know?
Why wouldn't you tell us?
It wouldn't do us much good. Besides, we still need to finish the anchor point, right?
Right. About that?
None of us really know how to make one.
Now that we're on the lam and cut off from Sally, Ben, you're pretty much our only scientist.
And I still need to go back and marry June.
Don't do it.
What?
I hardly touch time travel myself. I let mice do it. And look what's happening to me.
The other option is to stay. And to help rebuild an anchor point.
That's right.
It's gonna take years, you know.
And it means you staying here while the past me stays husbandless.
Let me make it up to you.
How?
You know what they say about the present. There's no time like it. I'd love to know what kind of woman I was supposed to be falling in love with. A practice run, if you will.
Just practice?
Well, I wouldn't want to presume.
You know if you stay in this timeline with me, you're going against everything that's already happened in our history. If you stay here...
You're right. If I stay here, there's no involving you with Odar in the first place. Which means potentially none of this even happens.
Are you willing to take that kind of risk?
On making an anchor point? Or making a life with you?
Both?
I think I could do that.
Hey, is it unseasonably warm in this car or what?
What about you, Maggie? What are you gonna do once you build this anchor point?
Well, I can't exactly elope through time with my spouse. That flashy exit seems taken. But I want to stay with you all, if you'll have me. If we really do build this anchor point, it means people are going to have to use it. A lot, if they want to undermine Odar. Which means more butterfly syndrome. I'm going to find some way to counteract it.
You mean...
humanely, of course.
There won't be any shortage of things to work on. We can't just make an anchor point. We're going to have to find some way of communicating with each other without Odar listening in.
Right? You had some idea?
Well...
So, Petra, last night we wondered what we'd do as Petras if we got Victor Lambert and did the thing. Well, we kinda did it. Now what? I don't know. Can I be honest with you? This feels weird. Yeah. The last 3 weeks with myself have been a blast, but it's not right. I keep finding myself wondering what you'd have to say about something, but you're only 3 weeks older than I am. I can't even trust my own brain when there's another me 5 feet away. I get it. Trust me. The benefit of us being the same person is, well, I feel pretty much the same way. It's all uncharted territory now. No point in both of us staying stuck with this life. Just go. I couldn't leave you guys. It seems like you need all the help you can get with this anchor point. Whatever you think of, I would too. Are you sure? You should know I am. Plus, I guess it means we'll have a much smaller chance of getting caught.
Oh, I was thinking you two would play twins the whole time.
Very funny. Let's just get somewhere safe, and if you want to part ways there, we can. Okay? Sure.
We'll miss you, future Petra.
Hey, I'm not gone yet. Hey, original me. God, I hate that name. Yeah? You know how we both agreed to record our own diaries? I still think we should do that. Can do. Anna, you did a pretty darn good job, too. I'm proud of us. I am, too.
So, all I'm saying is, I know we haven't been the best at keeping in touch, but
Wickman told me you warned him about the breach with the Soviet agent, and that may have spoiled our plans, but thanks. You're still doing your job, and I can admire that. Roberts is gonna be all right, I think. Maybe different. And June, Ben, Maggie, Carmen, the Petras. Wickman says we'll find them. For their sake, I hope we never do, but with Lambert and the generator still in his hands, Wickman's less worried about what damage the anchorites can do for the time being. Now that Gaines and Chambers joined up, he thinks he can sweet-talk anyone. Sometimes I forget he was just some petty officer on the Eldridge, probably making coffee runs for Bill Donovan. He's come a long way.
Anyway, let's actually, talk again sometime soon. Maybe, if you want.
Sally, I'm glad to hear you're all right. And that Esther is too. I mean, I knew she was going to be. But I don't have any intel about this Amalin Vasilievich. Once he goes further back into the past, I'm worried how much this throws things off. Send me all the info you can, which is to say, yeah, I'd like it if we talked more. Thanks. Huh. A note from Wickman. Loyalty rewarded, open box. Does he mean my boxes that I have a limited number of and are supposed to be expressly for my personal use? Jerk. Still, if he thought it worth burning one of my genie wishes... It's a record. Okay.
A man only desires a few things out of life. His career, his castle, and some late nights snuggling and a spineless kind of wife. But wait a while for sorry, but maybe just one more chance. I've got my life to live, I'm in the mood to forgive, and tonight I'm gonna have my dance. For I go one question, my dear, where you gonna be when I'm not here? All these years, hold your man as tight as you can, you'll never be in tears. Girls like us, we have to work ahead. We gotta pick up our hearts where they left them. We're not the thinnest in line, we're not the sinning kind, but we'll be damned if a man's gonna ruin our night.
Ars Paradoxica was created by Daniel Manning and Misha Stanton. Episode 22, Dawn, was written by To Zaman and produced by Misha Stanton. It featured Kristen DiMercurio as Sally Grissom, Ren Beeler as Chet Wickman, Katie Speed as Esther Roberts, and Robin Gabrielli as Anthony Partridge, with L. Jeffrey Moore as Lou Gaines, Rebecca Allen as Bridget Chambers, Leah Peros as Petra, Gabriella Milo as Carmen, Arjun Gupta as Nikhil Sharma, Bernardo Cubria as Mateo Morales, Hannah Troba as June Barlow, Lee Satterwhite as Ben Quigley, Lauren Shippen as Maggie Elborn, Eric Rafael Ibarra as Victor Lambert, and Susanna Cavey as Helen Partridge, as well as Kathy Dorn, Mark Soloff of Blaster Podcast, Todd Faulkner of Uncanny County, and Toheed Zaman, one of our supporters on Patreon. With special thanks to Isabel Atkinson. This episode featured the song When I'm Not Here, written by To Zaman, arranged by Evan Cunningham, and featuring Susanna Cavey as Helen Partridge. Hear more of Evan's spectacular work on iTunes, Spotify, or at evan-cunningham.com. Our Season 2 writing team was Daniel Manning, Misha Stanton, Julian Mundy, To Zaman, Danielle Shamaya, and Eli Barraza. This marks our Season 2 finale. We tried a lot of wild things this year, and all of us at APHQ thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sticking with us. We're going to be taking a few months off to get the next season ready, but please stay tuned to our feed. During the hiatus, we'll be releasing minisodes and some other additional content you're bound to enjoy. Daniel and I are also relaunching Time Lapse, our side podcast where we talk about time travel and movies and stuff. You can find that wherever you get podcasts or at our website, arsparadoxica.com. You can also reach us anytime, rain, sun, hiatus, or none, on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or your social media of choice at Ars Paradoxica. And you can email us at arsparadoxica@gmail.com. Say it with me, folks. If it's Ars Paradoxica, it's probably us. If you like what we've done here, consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. It's going to be a really important tool to keep us on the charts and help people find us when we're quote-unquote off the air. And we also want to know what you think about whatever this thing is. You can also buy merch at our store or pledge your unending fealty or even just a one-time fealty to help keep the lights on. Go to arsparadoxica.com/support for more info. Our title theme was written and performed by me, Misha Stanton. Our credits theme is Electric River by Eno Friedman Brodman. Usually we're playing the acoustic version. Stick around after the credits for a full lyric version accompanied by the vocal talents of Cleo Gordon. Or head over to enomusic.bandcamp.com to pick it up for yourself. Ars Paradoxica is brought to you by the internet. Ars Paradoxica will return in 2017. Thank you.
yellow. 7, 3, 23, 7, 14, 13, 5, 11, 12, 18, 18, 24, 25, 1, 23. The weather in Tulsa today is clear